The Milner Barre trap can be set up in the French defense opening. So white starts with e4, e6, d4, d5. We are seeing the normal variation of the French defense. Black is attacking our center pawn, and here white plays e5 and goes into the advanced variation of the French defense. Black doesn't like the extended pawns of the white. That is why he decides to attack the base of the center pawn, which is the d4 pawn. So he plays c5, attacking d4. And now white defends it with c3. Black puts more pressure on d4 by playing knight to c6. White defends with knight to f3. Black gets his queen out on the b6 square. The pressure is just mounting on this d4 pawn. And here, instead of adding another defender, white just decides to gambit this pawn. He decides to give this pawn for free. So he plays bishop to d3. He's just simply developing his bishop on a very good square and also preparing to quickly castle in the game. And most of the players here will capture on d4 and you capture back with your c-pawn. And things look fine over here and the material is completely even. But if here black tries to get greedy and captures this d4 pawn because it is currently being attacked by two of black's pieces and is protected only one of white's pieces, then that would be his biggest mistake of life. Why? Let's see. Let's say if black captures this pawn, thinking it's a free pawn, white captures back, and now queen captures back this knight, and now white has the deadly move bishop b5 check. Not only checking the black king, but also revealing a discovered attack on this poor black queen. Black blocks the check with his bishop, you simply capture the bishop with a check, black captures back, and now you can gobble up this black queen with a tremendous 8-point material advantage in the game. Now it's easy peasy for white to win this game.